French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting senior advisers about now, with expectations mounting that he aims to appoint a new prime minister shortly following the collapse of his government last night. His outgoing prime minister, Michel Barnier, lost a vote of no confidence in Parliament after he tried to force through an austerity budget. The move plunges the second biggest economy in the EU into political turmoil. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
French voters woke to the realisation that their government had collapsed in a no-confidence vote for the first time in over 60 years. Far from resolving the situation, the two-pronged parliamentary attack on Michel Barnier's government by the far left and the far right has just created a fresh headache. President Macron cannot call legislative elections until June of next year, so he'll have to cobble together another minority government. One credit rating agency warned France now does not have a clear path to reducing its budget deficit. Following last night's vote, deputies from the hard left France Unbowed, which tabled the motion of no confidence, lined up to demand President Macron's resignation now that his prime minister had to go. However, the leader of the far-right National Rally, Marine Le Pen, stopped short of calling for Macron to go. She blamed him for the crisis, saying he'd allowed the deficit to deteriorate, then hadn't listened to the opposition when pulling together next year's budget. Michel Barnier, the shortest-serving French prime minister in modern history, drove to the Élysée Palace this morning, where he spent an hour in conversation with President Macron. It was not immediately clear if he'd handed in his resignation. It's understood President Macron wants to appoint a prime minister before 50 heads of state and government travel to Paris at the weekend to mark the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral following the fire 5 years ago. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The judge in the civil case taken by Nikita Hand against MMA fighter Conor McGregor and his friend James Lawrence has said he will give his decision on who should pay costs in the case later today. Lawyers from his Hand want Mr. McGregor to pay the entire costs of the case at the highest possible level. Ms. Hand won her civil case against Mr. McGregor last month when a jury found he raped her at a Dublin hotel on December 9, 2018. The jury found Mr. Lawrence did not assault her. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.
Senior counsel John Gordon said Nikita Hand was looking for Conor McGregor to pay the entire costs of the court proceedings taken by her at the highest possible level. He said the jury found in favour of Ms. Hand and Mr. McGregor's conduct before, during and after the case should be taken into account. He said the judge had a wide discretion to make such an order in exceptional circumstances. Mr. McGregor's senior counsel, Remy Farrell, said a jury is not obliged to give reasons for its decision and the judge could not go behind the jury's verdict and try to parse it or speculate. Lawyers for James Lawrence said he should be awarded his costs against Ms. Hand. Senior counsel John Fitzgerald said the fact that the jury did not award exemplary damages meant they didn't believe Mr. Lawrence had made up a story about having sex with Ms. Hand in collusion with Mr. McGregor. He said an action was brought against Mr. Lawrence publicly and had failed. Mr. Justice Alexander Owens said he would give his decision on costs after lunch. Orla O'Donnell, RTE News, the High Court.
Status orange weather warnings have been issued for parts of the country with the arrival of the fourth named storm of the season. Storm Dara is expected to bring very strong winds and heavy rain late on Friday and into Saturday. Forecasters say counties Kerry, Clare, Galway, Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal, Waterford, Wexford and Wicklow will be hit. Met Éireann's Brandon Cray said possible impacts of the storm include fallen trees, damage to power lines and difficult travelling conditions.
We're expecting the worst hit at first to be those Atlantic coastal counties from Kerry up to Donegal. And with that, we're expecting some fallen trees with those very strong gusty west to northwest winds. As we head into the nighttime and the storm tracks across the country, it's going to shift down to the southeast where they'll be hit the worst, with Waterford, Wexford and Wicklow expecting some very strong gusty northwest winds as well. And as well, the impacts will be similar with some fallen trees.
Early discussions on government formation are continuing today, with the Labour and Social Democrats parliamentary parties meeting separately in Leinster House. Labour leader Ivana Bacic has restated that she will speak first to smaller left-wing parties on government formation, with the view to agreeing a common negotiating platform. Our political reporter, Sandra Hurley.
Today it was Labour's turn to gather at Leinster House and hail its electoral success in returning 11 TDs. The parliamentary party is meeting privately this lunchtime to discuss government formation. But members hold opposing views on the merits of entering coalition. Leader Ivana Bacic stuck to her line that she would aim to put together a left-wing negotiating bloc first before talking to larger parties. But when pushed, she did not explicitly rule out going it alone. She will meet the Green Party leader this afternoon and the Social Democrats tomorrow. Much hinges on the views of the Social Democrats, who also meet this afternoon, but it is thought they are more reluctant to take the leap. Sandra Hurley, RTE News, Leinster House.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Rain heavy in places with squally winds will spread eastwards across the country. The rain will gradually clear during the afternoon, followed by scattered showers. Highest temperatures 8 to 13 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest winds veering northwest will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 at times today on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.